But, you know, everything coming alive. Flowers, the birds are busy, all that sort of thing. And that time of the morning, you see things happening. And I thought to myself, keep going, isn't it? You know, it's quite happiness. Because you're needed. Wonderful. Well, welcome to you all. Welcome in the precious name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. The God who paid the price for our salvation. That's the reality. And that's the only reason, through His grace, that we are here today. That hope He has given us through the gift of faith to believe in the one divine Saviour is really wonderful. If you're a visitor today, a special welcome to you. Great to have you with us. And my prayer and hope is that you have a great time with us as we come together to begin our worship before God. We're a visiting speaker today, Brian, no stranger, Brian Irene, will probably tell you with us. And look forward to you, Brian, later. In a moment, I want you in prayer. And I said many times the importance of acknowledging that we come into the presence of God. We come as part of the body of the one church in Jesus Christ. It's so important that we bring our prayer before Him. But this morning, I just want to share something with you, take a minute. This morning, I was sat thinking about our meeting today. I got the songs off of James did the songs today. And the first song that we'll be singing is, Praise Him, You Heavens, and all that's above. And I've been reflecting on the words and the other songs that James chosen. I was reminded, and that's why I mentioned about Sacred Garden earlier. I was reminded that all creation is a testament itself to the glory of God. The power and the majesty of God is all around us. And that includes us, for we are His creation. So when I sat thinking about that, a question came to me. How do we come to praise a holy God today? What should our attitude be, our thoughts, as we come into the presence of God to bring our praise, our worship before Him today? And it took me, as always, when I stand here like this, to the book of Psalms, the great book of the Psalms. And as I read a few of the verses from different Psalms this morning, in Psalm 103, verse 1, it says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless the Lord. Psalm 9. Praise the Lord with your whole heart. Our whole heart content needs to come and praise God. Psalm 63. Praise God with my lips and praise Him with joy. Let us be joy in our attitude before God to come and praise Him. Psalm 147, verse 7. We are to sing with thankfulness, an attitude of thankfulness before God. And Psalm 104. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I shall sing unto the Lord. Our life is to be a life of praise before God Himself. You see, when we look at all this, praising God is an attitude of the heart. What comes from our heart dictates our attitude in many ways. So I'm going to just read these couple of verses from Colossians chapter 3. Verse 16 and 17, along this line of praise. praising God today. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks through him. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, Almighty God, we come before you today in thanks in our prayers that we can come together like this as part of the one body, the one church in your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask that your hand be upon us all as we come to bring our praise, our worship before you today. In our singing and our prayers, the reading and the hearing of your word, and also in our fellowship, that in all these things, you alone will be glorified. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm going to bring the reading before you from Psalms. It's Psalm 148, and then we'll have our first song. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea creatures and all the depths, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind, for fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven. And he has exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all the saints. Of the children of Israel, a people near to him.